Live from the Christian Research Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, you're listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The mission of the Christian Research Institute is to equip believers to answer life's essential questions soundly and persuasively, and to give the reason for the hope that you have with gentleness and respect. To join us on air with your question, dial 888-ASK-HANK, which translates to 888-275-4265. For more information, go online to equip.org. And now, here's Bible Answer Man host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Again, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. We begin the broadcast today with the quote of the day. It comes from Oz Guinness's book, Last Call for Liberty, How America's Genius for Freedom Has Become Its Greatest Threat. Oz Guinness writes, and I quote, "The key to the remedy of the American crisis of freedom lies in a fresh exploration of the Hebrew notions of creation and covenant, notions that lie behind both American freedom and the U.S. Constitution." What Oz is writing about is the open rejection of the Jewish and Christian roots of the American Revolution, which will mean that all the flowers that grew directly from those roots will someday die. They are, as it were, cut flowers. Notions such as human dignity, freedom, justice, equality, constitution, the separation of powers, forgiveness have been cut off from their roots. Sooner or later, they will become unrecognizable and they will die. But there's an even deeper consequence for America. And that consequence is a consequence that we do not want to face. One response is to appreciate and celebrate the role of faith in freedom, as well as to remember that freedom and where it came from, and to hand it on from this generation to the next. Oz Guinness, as always, is prescient. This book is important, it's poignant, it's profound, and it is available for those who support the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can check it out on the web at equip.org, or you can write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Also want to mention that in the wake of President George H.W. Bush's death, there was an article in USA Today by a cartoonist, Marshall Ramsey, and it caught my attention. The title of the article was "Cartoonist's Artistry Goes Viral." And that happened actually with two of his cartoons. When our 41st president died, Ramsey immediately knew what he was going to draw as a cartoon. It was an idea that he had been thinking about when Bush was ill in April. And so he quickly sketched the former president walking from his World War II Avenger as he was being reunited with his family in heaven. His beloved wife, Barbara, is speaking to him saying, "We waited for you." And standing behind, between, Mr. and Mrs. Bush is the very young daughter that died, Robin. And Ramsey explains that last April, when the former First Lady passed away, he thought about how incredible her life had been. And then he began to think about the one part of her life that would now be healed. And he drew her, reuniting with her daughter Robin, who of course had died from leukemia when she was very, very young. And that cartoon went viral, and so now has the new one, The President. Both cartoons are very, very touching. You might want to check them out. But I thought in this regard, it is important to recognize that there are some things that we sort of see in cartoons that we assume to be true that are not. Of course, we don't want to make the cartoon walk on all fours, but I do want to say this. The 41st president anticipated being united with his wife Barbara, with his mother Dorothy, with his daughter Robin, and he envisioned when he was united with Robin, she would be yet a little girl. In reality, all four, George H.W. Bush, Barbara Bush, Dorothy, his mother, and Robin, all four are now non-corporeal. In other words, they're absent the body. The body will be buried tomorrow. All four are now non-corporeal. They are not in flesh. They're absent the body. And presumably, as believers, present with the Lord. But one day their souls are going to be reunited with their bodies. And if the blueprint for our glorified bodies is in the DNA, then I think it stands to reason that our bodies are going to be resurrected at the optimal stage of development determined by our DNA. So whether an infant or a young child like Robin, or infirm, as was the 41st president, we will be resurrected physically mature as God intended humanity to be. Of one thing we can be certain, in heaven there will be no deformities. The body tarnished by the fall is going to be gloriously transformed. You're going to be the perfect you, and I'm going to be the perfect me. The ancient apologist Justin Martyr said it well. He said it memorably, actually. He said it in this way: if on earth God healed the sicknesses of the flesh and made the body whole, much more will he do this in the resurrection, so that the flesh shall rise perfect and entire. What all the king's horses, what all the king's men could not do, the Almighty will do. Put us together again. For in paradise restored, there'll be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things will have passed away. Partakers of eternity will forever drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. If you're searching for the fountain of truth, well, that's it. George H.W. Bush will be buried tomorrow next to his wife, next to Robin. But that is not the end of the story. That is the beginning of a great and glorious, well, journey. A journey of transformation that takes place in eternity, because even in eternity, we will not bear the burden of omniscience. In fact, we will learn and grow and develop, albeit without error. And we will ascend from one glory to the next, and then from that glory to the next. For even in eternity, we will experience deification. We will never be what God is in his essence. In fact, God in his essence is unknowable. But we can experience God, and in that experience, be transformed from one glory to another. These are times when great leaders die, that we ponder what will happen when we ourselves die. And when we do that, we come to a true valuation of things. Coming up to station break, when we come back from the break, we'll go directly to your calls. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. And I want to thank everybody that stands shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. You are touching the lives of people around the globe, making a difference for time and for eternity. If you haven't done so already, check out the Hank Unplugged podcast at equip.org as well. Be back with your questions, 888-ASK-HANK.
Bertrand Russell famously said, "Most people would rather die than think, and many of them do." Not so with CRI support team members. Support team members are not only serious thinkers, but their membership in CRI's support team helps to equip hundreds of thousands of fellow believers around the globe each and every month. Are you not a member? Then you're missing out. Not only do support team members form the backbone of Christian Research Institute's outreaches, but they enjoy their selection of resources from our Equipping Essentials library and receive a complimentary subscription to CRI's award-winning Christian Research Journal. Just two of the benefits of membership. To discover how you can make a difference 24/7 in equipping believers at home and abroad to stand for life and truth, check out the benefits of membership at equip.org. Hank will be back after this.
America is running out of time. Our republic is suffering the biggest crisis since the Civil War, with competing visions of freedom pushing us to the precipice of cultural self-destruction, and the roots of the crisis run deeper than many realize. In his new book, Last Call for Liberty, Oz Guinness explains that America has become a house divided, and Americans must make up their minds as to which freedom to follow. Will the constitutional republic be restored or replaced? Guinness provides a stirring vision for faithful citizenship and renewed responsibility for a nation in need and a world that is watching. To receive your copy of Last Call for Liberty, How America's Genius for Freedom Has Become Its Greatest Threat, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org.
Anyone who's been paying attention knows there's a war going on, not just on traditional morality, civility, and decency, but even more fundamentally on historic notions of truth. And the enemy isn't just the onslaught of fake news facilitated by a post-truth culture and turbocharged by growing legions of ideological spin doctors. No, the real enemies of truth range from postmodernist convictions that there is no objective truth to militant scientism that claims that only science can determine truth, and religion is little more than primitive superstitions. But CRI support team members are not waving a white flag of surrender. They're holding the fort by undergirding every one of Christian Research Institute's mind-shaping and life-changing outreaches 24/7. To learn how you can make a difference and enjoy all the benefits of support team membership, simply visit equip.org. This, then, is the climax of divine revelation, God with us. The infinite has progressively revealed himself in accordance with our finitude. Thus, prior to Emmanuel, general and special revelation revealed his glory. But in the incarnation, we have seen his glory. Thus writes Hank Hanegraaff in his book, Incarnation, the Ultimate Self-Revelation of God. In short, God's incarnation in human flesh is the apex of revelation. His last word. In taking on human flesh, God gives us more than the clearest image of who he is. He gives us himself. To receive your copy of Incarnation as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Equip.org. Now back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
And let's go right to our phone callers. The number to dial again, 888-ASK. Hank, first up is Scott in Houston, Texas, listening on Sirius XM 131. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Hank. Thanks for taking my call. My wife recently looked into volunteering in a local ministry that was supposed to help people with emotional and relationship healing, and she came away very uneasy. Apparently, in this ministry, they are training people to cast out spirits as one of the primary methods for restoring emotional health, and they rely really heavily on materials published by a gentleman named Nelson L. Schumann of Restored to Freedom Ministries. And on his Facebook training session, he talks about delivering people from the spirit of Jezebel or Leviathan or Ahab and Legion, to name a few. And this kind of stuff in the body of Christ kind of bothers me because I don't really see a biblical basis for it. And friends of ours seem to be getting kind of deeply involved in this ministry. And my wife and I are interested in trying to figure out where we turn for, sound biblical teaching to refute some of the stuff that's going on.
Yeah, well, it's really interesting that Nelson Schumann lives at the intersection of the counterfeit revival and Christianity in Crisis, and I've written a book by both titles. He has been trained under people like Bill Johnson at Bethel Church. He's been influenced by Todd White, by Kenneth Copeland, who, by the way, believes that God is 6'2" to 6'3", weighs a little over 200 pounds, and has a hand span of somewhere around 9 inches, by Mara Sorello, by Kenneth Hagin, and other Word of Faith teachers who completely prostitute the biblical idea of faith. So for them, faith is a force, words are the containers of the force, and through the force of faith, you can create anything you want. You become your own little creator. And as you said, he claims to have an extremely strong anointing for deliverance for the Jezebel, the Ahab spirit, the Leviathan spirit, and so forth. The problem is he doesn't even understand who Leviathan is. So his whole pretext and presupposition for ministry is flawed. And of course, one of the quintessential texts that he perverts is Isaiah 53:5, which of course is usually quoted only by the mantra, "By his stripes we are healed," and that is repeated endlessly in these circles. But these words extracted from Isaiah 53:5 actually focus on spiritual rather than physical healing. In fact, a quick look at the context makes it clear that Isaiah did have spiritual rather than physical healing in mind. Christ was wounded for our transgressions. He was buried for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And of course, Peter built on that Old Testament understanding of spiritual healing when he said Jesus himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. Now, obviously, I should note in this context that in a very real sense, Christ's atonement on the cross does extend to physical healing. However, as Paul points out, we hope for what we do not as yet have. We wait for it patiently. And as we wait, we're all going to experience sickness and suffering. And in fact, those who live before Christ returns will all die of their last disease. We're all terminal in that sense. So yeah, it's a very flawed ministry, and unfortunately, this is the kind of thing that is popping up routinely in many Protestant contexts where people have the gift of charisma, and they can speak eloquently, or at least they can rile up a crowd, even if it isn't eloquently. By all kinds of sensationalism and so forth, sophistry, sloppy biblical exegesis and so forth. And they gather a following, and they lead people into further and further depravity. And this is a great, great blight on the modern-day Christian church.
Amen. Okay. The Word of Faith teaching, I guess that's helpful to me. I guess I understand now really where he's coming from. So weren't they also deniers of the Trinity?
Well, they have a false view of God for sure. They wouldn't overtly deny the Trinity, but they have a false view of God. I mean, if you say that God is 6'2" to 6'3" and weighs a little over 200 pounds, you have a false view of God. You also have a false view of man, because what you do is you demote God and you elevate man. So they have many serious views that are defective when it comes to the nature of God, and virtually every single theological heresy begins with the misconception of the nature of God.
Right. Okay. All right. Very helpful. Well, I appreciate your time, Hank. Thank you.
You got it, Scott. Thank you for your call. Back to the phone lines. Charlie in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Hank. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Okay, I know that God is all love. He's free will. He's given us free will. He's spoke everything into existence. And my understanding, I hope I go in the right direction with this, Hank, and ask it right. But I believe Satan was obviously a created being. So if God knows everything from the beginning to the end, I'm sure you've gotten this question before. Why did he have to continue to let Satan come into existence? And again, I know the free will, and you know, he's love, but and you know, I guess if he destroyed Satan, he would be showing the rest of the universe that he is not love by doing that. But the real question that I have with that, so you get my general idea, was this supposed to happen in a way so that we would know what evil and suffering is before we get to heaven?
Well, I don't stand in the counsel of the ineffable God, and I can't answer certain questions. What I can say, and what I know of a certainty because the Scripture says so, is that God created volitional beings. By definition, and this is a theological deduction, if, in fact, God did not, God would not be a God of love. And you have correctly ascertained that. The fact of the matter is, you need volition for love to be real. And so God created beings for fellowship and relationship. Again, that's beyond my comprehension. Why would an ineffable God, a God who is unknowable in his essence, why would a God such as that create beings with whom he could have relationship when he already had perfect love relationships within the fellowship of the subjects of the Trinity? So why would that be the case? That is beyond my comprehension, but it is the case. In fact, God has created beings such that we can be brought through those love relationships into the fellowship of the Trinity. And that started with non-corporeal beings, angels, and then extended to humankind. But again, your question actually gives the answer. The answer is embedded in your question. God created volitional beings. Without that, we would not have genuine love relationships with the Lord. He, for his own purposes, wanted to bring us into those love relationships for all eternity. In fact, wanted to deify us, which is to say that we become by grace what God is by nature. We never transcend the boundary between humanity and deity, but we are deified through the work of God in our lives, and that's a broad subject that I can't broach right now. But God has brought us into that fellowship with the Holy Trinity, and he has done that for his own purposes, and it is a demonstration, as you alluded to, of his love.
right? Because if he wanted to make all robots, he could have done that. But, you know, one piggyback off this, Hank, real quick, because I know you got other callers.
Yeah, I'm actually out of town.
God never changes. He says he never changes. So is it because he thought and created Satan that he cannot change? Is that part of it too, you think?
No, absolutely not. Not absolutely not. I have 30 seconds, so I can't explicate that. But maybe on another program, I can give an answer, and you can listen into that. But I think the premise is faulty. Again, we'll talk about that in a future edition of the Bible Answers Man broadcast. We're out of time for this edition of the Bible Answers Man broadcast. Time flies when you're having fun. Do remember Monday through Friday at this time. Your calls answered when you dial 888-ASK-HANK. And again, thank you for standing shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. Without you, we couldn't do what we do worldwide. Thanks again. God bless.
You've been listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. We pray that today's program has deepened your understanding of Scripture and helped you grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you'd like to contact CRI and order resources or partner with us financially, just go to equip.org. That's equip.org. Or call a resource consultant at 888-7000-274. You can also write to us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter.
Stock markets may soar, stores may be packed, and the entertainment industry may hum with headlines, but don't be deceived. Radical anti-democratic movements are being fomented and funded on both the left and the right. Americans are angry at other Americans, strenuously struggling for what both sides believe to be the soul of the republic. Our society's conflicts are rooted in two rival views of freedom, one embodied in 1776 and the ideals of the American Revolution, and the other in 1789 and the ideals of the French Revolution. Americans must choose which view of freedom to follow. Don't miss Oz Guinness's essential new book, Last Call for Liberty, How America's Genius for Freedom Has Become Its Greatest Threat. To receive your copy of Last Call for Liberty, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org.